This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، My dear brothers and sisters, the world that we live in today is unlike the world that our forefathers lived in. The world that we live in today is a very, very materialistic world. A very, very materialistic world where all that we are concerned about is how to satisfy our bodily pleasures and how can we maximize our gains in terms of material gains. And so the media and the advertisement industry has taken control of our minds and our hearts, and they have portrayed an image of what each and every single one of us should aspire to become. This ideal image of an ideal person that has everything in this world and has reached this level where he has all that a person should aspire to want. And so what has this led to? What this has led to, first and foremost, is that it has caused most of us to focus our lives, on materialism, on consumerism, to focus on how we can have more, constantly wanting something new, not satisfied with what we have. When something becomes old, we see a new model and we say, let us forget about this. This is old. We have to get the new and the latest thing that is out there. What it has also led to is it has led to many to resort to credit loans and drowning in debt. Most cases in which they are riba-based debts. Why? Because if I don't have it, then this is a means. This is a means for me to have it. You see people who are rich and you think, well, I don't have that. I don't have the means to become rich, but this is an easy shortcut. Also, what it has led to is that it has led to internal emptiness as a result of neglecting our souls. And so when we chase after our bodily pleasure, seeking happiness outwardly, we forget about the inward happiness. And what this has led to is all kinds of mental disorders, anxieties, depressions. Also, among the things that it has led to is believing that true success is success in this dunya. And not success as defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we find even a single ayah in the Quran that tells us that true success is the success of this dunya? No, rather every single ayah in the Quran that mentions success and the people who are successful are those who have succeeded in the akhirah. What it has also led to is heedlessness. Forgetting about the temporary nature of this dunya and the eternal nature of the akhirah. What it has also led to is weak iman. And for some, no iman at all. Iman in the ghaib. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to believe in the unseen. He wants us to believe in that which we cannot see today, but that which we will see tomorrow. He wants us to believe in it today when we cannot see it, before a day comes when we will regret not believing in what we could not see. And for those, the people of the dunya, for them, all they care about is what they can see. And so this leads to a weakness in our iman in the ghaib. And for some, it ends up in not believing at all and in resorting to atheism and resorting to not believing in life after death. And finally, what it has led to is that it has led to many worshipping materialism, putting their tawakkul, their trust in material means. And so yes, there are material means in this dunya that can lead us to attaining certain things in this dunya, whether it be wealth, whether it be curing ourselves of illness. There are these material means that Allah has created, but then there are also the means that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the people of the dunya, who their concern is this material world, they forget about those means that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they put their trust, all of their trust, only in these material means in this dunya. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions to us a story in the Quran of two men. One whose only concern was this material world, and the other who didn't care about the material world, but what he cared about more was his iman. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, give to them the example of the two men, the two companions. One who was a believer and the other who was a disbeliever. The disbeliever, we gave to him everything. We gave to him two gardens. Between these two gardens, surrounding these two gardens, date palm trees. Between these two gardens, crops of every kind. And all of these gardens, both of these gardens and the crops, they would yield their fruit. Not preventing, not depriving him of anything. And then between them there was a river. And then on top of all of that, وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ He had other goods and other sources of income. whether it be gold and silver, wealth in general. He had everything that a person can aspire to have of the dunya. فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that He said to His companion, the believing slave, the believer, who didn't have what he had, He turned to him and He said, I have far more wealth than you. On top of that, I have more strength than you. I have more manpower than what you have. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. And then he entered his garden. He saw what he had. And he said, I don't believe that any of this will ever perish. And he also said, I don't think that the hour will ever be established. No life after death. No yawm al-qiyamah. And even if I am to return to my Lord, I will have what is far better than what I have in this dunya. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to tell us the response of the believer and how He admonished him. He reminded him of his origin, how you came from dust. You came from nothing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who blessed you with all that you have. And then He reminded him, if Allah wills, He can take all of this away from you. And then Allah tells us that that is exactly what happens. And so overnight, everything that he had perished. It was gone. And so what do we learn from this story? We learn many things. Among the things that we learn from this story is, first of all, that materialism is one of the leading causes of arrogance, of pride. Because once a person has amassed wealth, he starts looking down on others, like this man. Among the things that we learn from this story is that materialistic deception plays a huge role in the denial of Allah and in the denial of the world of the unseen and of life after death. Most people who deny the existence of Allah or of the existence of life after death, it is because they only believe in what they can see and what they can perceive in this life. And so, this material world has deceived them. Among the lessons that we learn from this story is that material blessings, they come and they go. As for Iman, that is the only thing that remains. And so you had two individuals. One who all he cared about was his material possessions. Once it was gone, he fell into regret. He fell into depression. But the other individual was a person of Iman. And his Iman stayed with him until the day he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the lessons that we learn from this story is that a true believer does not become deluded by the materialistic advancements of others. And so unfortunately, a disease that exists among many Muslims today is this mindset where we look at the materialistic advancement of the West, for example, and we think that the reason for that is something that we're missing. That the reason for that is because of our Islam. This is what has caused us to remain behind. Because of our deen, because of our iman. And that the only way that we will advance is how they advanced. By rebelling against the church. By leaving their religion aside. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. My dear brothers and sisters, the question is, how can a Muslim survive in this materialistic world that we live in today? A world unlike ever before, where we are constantly being bombarded day in, day out with the media, with the advertisement industry, constantly calling us to become attached to this disappearing dunya that we live in. The first means that can help us to survive is by reminding ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us of two things, of a body and a soul. The body was created from dust which came from this earth. As for our souls, it was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it came from above. It came from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the choice is yours. Either satisfy what came from this earth and what is returning to this earth, or satisfy and purify what came from Allah and what is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls upon us, asking us why it is that we cling to this earth instead of aspiring for what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ma lakum idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillah itha qaltum ila al-ard. O you who believe, what is the matter with you? That when you are called to march forward in the path of Allah, instead, you cling on and hold on to the earth. أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you satisfied? Are you pleased with this worldly life over the akhirah? فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. But what is this short worldly life in comparison to the akhirah? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. What is more important? Purifying our souls or satisfying our bodies? Allah tells us, truly successful are those who purify their souls. And truly, the losers, those who have lost, are those who have corrupted and neglected their souls. The second means that will help us to survive in this materialistic world that we live in is by reminding ourselves of the temporary nature of this dunya and its enjoyments. The temporary nature of this dunya and its enjoyments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us his example. And he said, مَا أَنَا وَالدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my example compared to the dunya, what is my relationship with this dunya? It is nothing but like a person who is traveling out in the desert. And then he comes across a tree. And he decides to take a rest under this tree, in the shade of this tree. How long will he be there for? An hour? Less than an hour? And then he gets up and he leaves it. My dear brothers and sisters, this is how long we have in this dunya. When we are to compare, if we are to compare how short this dunya is versus the akhirah, we will realize that it is not worth chasing after. It is not worth investing in. Rather, what is worth investing in is the akhirah. Among the ways that will help us to survive in this materialistic world that we live in is by reminding ourselves of the nearness of death and how it is fast approaching. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, when we become deceived and we become distracted, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Chasing after the dunya, amassing this wealth, it has distracted us. It has distracted us from what is far more important. When you chase after the dunya, you think that you will be here forever. And you forget about the fact that death is very near. And that's why Allah says, until when? Until you visit the graveyards. Until you are buried in your graves. Meaning that we will constantly be in this cycle of chasing after the dunya, amassing as much wealth as we can, until before we know it, they will be washing our bodies and praying our salatul janazah, and then burying us, and then leaving us behind in that grave. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, that this death that you are fleeing from, constantly avoiding, it will eventually come to catch up to you. Among the ways that will help us to survive in this materialistic world is by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given to you. And then looking at those less fortunate than you, not those who have more than you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at those who are below you, those who are less fortunate than you. Do not look at those who are better off than you. And then he gave the reason for that. He said, because this will cause you to not belittle the blessings of Allah upon you. Think about it. When you look at the people of the dunya and you look at those who are rich and affluent, and then you compare yourself to them, what does that do? It causes you to belittle what you have. And so you start complaining. And then you start accusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has not given me anything. But then when you set your eyes on the poor and the needy, on those who are going through all kinds of tests and trials, whether it be financial, whether it be a sickness, whatever calamity, whatever trial it may be, when you look at them and their state, and then you compare yourself to them, you say, Alhamdulillah. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous, unlimited blessings that He has given to you. Finally, among the means that will help us to survive in this materialistic world that we live in is by attaching our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us. Yes, this Islam, this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has become something strange in this world today, and its followers are looked at as strangers. Where every single day we hear of Muslims leaving Islam, or Muslims who no longer appreciate this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muslims who no longer treasure and value this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of what we should rejoice over. And so, the true test of Iman is to ask yourself, what do you feel more happy about? When you gain a little bit of wealth or a little bit of material possessions, does that cause you to become happy? Or treasuring and valuing this Islam that Allah has gifted you with. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah says to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O Muhammad, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, let it be with the fadl, the bounty of Allah, which is interpreted as Islam. And let it be with the mercy of Allah, which is interpreted as the Quran. These two things. Let it be with Islam and the Quran. Let it be these two things that you rejoice over. It is far greater than what they, the people of the dunya, amass and gather of the dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to become attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is waiting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not attached with this temporary dunya that we live in. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد ورضى اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والزلازل والمحن وسوء المحن والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر. الله يعلم ما تصنعون.